A Call to Endurance by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Hebrews 10:35-38. I'm currently in the middle of a kitchen remodel. I'm not sure anything speaks more to the concept of endurance than living with endless stages of sheetrock dust, disabled appliances, dangling canned lights, and can't use the oven again today statements from my husband. Ironically, we started out just wanting to paint. We've lived in our 1979 house now for a little over a year and easily updated the other rooms. We put the kitchen off long enough and finally decided to get it done. Unfortunately, we realized there were 4 layers of painted over wallpaper hiding in the walls. By the time it got stripped down, sanded, and reevaluated, there was nothing else to do but take the damaged sheetrock off an entire wall. Since then, it's been a comedy of errors in that the more we repair, the more we find to repair. Our spiritual journey can be like that, can it? We start out wanting the Lord to simply touch up one area of our life and give it a little splash of color or a wipe down. We want it to be shiny and look good on the surface, where there isn't much work taking place, where it isn't hard. But the Lord is good, and He will never leave us to that surface-level-only stage of repair. No, He purges down deep, past the sheetrock to the very studs of our souls, and knocks down walls and flushes out mold. He repairs the cracks and scrubs our hearts until sin is dead and removed, and His Spirit shines bright and fresh through us. We all want that work of the Lord to be accomplished in us, but rarely do we find encouragement in the process. While it's happening, it hurts. It's uncomfortable. It's messy. I feel that way about my kitchen right now. We're in the stage where progress seems more discouraging than not working on it at all, because the progress only shows us how far we still have to go. What we thought would take a few weeks, maybe a month tops, has turned into a 5-month project of new countertops, subway tile, wall work, new lighting, and dust. Dust everywhere. Last weekend, I primed the entire kitchen while my husband hung trim. While I was painting over the remaining stubborn fragments of wallpaper and 1980s salmon-colored paint, I grew increasingly overwhelmed at everything still left to be done. Hardware on the cabinets, painting the walls, texturing the ceiling after more mud work, painting the ceiling. I wanted to quit. I couldn't visualize the end result because of the mess in front of me, consuming my attention. The good news is, our master contractor will never quit. He is faithful to complete the good work He began in us, Philippians 1:6. He sees the end from the beginning and knows exactly what stage of repair we need to be in, at precisely what time, for our good and for His glory. More than that, God promises us that when we suffer, whether that be through trials of life or frustrations in home remodels, we can learn endurance. And when we learn endurance, we produce character, and that character gives us hope. Romans 5:3-5 says, "Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." None of the work is in vain. And one day, Lord willing, when my kitchen has been completed, I won't be focused on the difficult details that got us there. Instead, I'll be standing back, sipping coffee, grateful for the transformation and for the work of patience and endurance the Lord did in my heart. Whatever remodel you're going through right now, trust the process and trust the contractor carefully guiding you through each step.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.